Hey everybody, this is Derek King with the Derek King Sports Show. We all know how important it is to stay protected. Sometimes life throws you a curve, and that's why you need Allstate. The Wiley Group has two locations in Festus and Arnold to serve you. They offer home, auto, boat, motorcycle, business, life insurance, investments, and so much more. They offer a customized approach that is unique to your situation to make sure that you, your family, and assets are properly protected. They also offer great rates and savings. Give Sean and his team a call today at 636-764-6294. They'll help you with an insurance quote right over the phone. Even give them a call if you just want to talk sports. They do that too. We all have busy lives, so you can also email Sean at SeanWiley@allstate.com and talk to him about your coverage options. And remember, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Welcome to Yakker Jack
with Brian Swope.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Part of the Gateway City Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Yakker Jacks, coming at you from the Gateway City Sports Podcast Studios. Gateway City Sports, make sure you get over there, gatewaycitysports.com. Check out all of the great content we've got coming out almost on a daily basis. Check out the other shows we've got over there. We've got Team of Rivals, Derek King Sports Show, 2 for 3. So get over there, check that out, and get all the info that you need when it comes to St. Louis sports. We are by fans, for fans. We want to hear from you. So get over there, engage with the content, give us your feedback, let us know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, and that's what we'll do for you, because we're here for fans, by fans. So welcome back. Welcome back to Yakker Jacks. I am your host, Brian Swope, Papa Swope on Twitter, if you want to look me up there. Guys, I just want to say, we're in the middle of the second season of this podcast, and I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners out there that have been downloading, that have been giving us reviews, that have been, you know, just helping us to grow and to get out there. So just thank you guys. I want to thank you because you guys are the ones that make this all possible. You guys are the ones that make this worth it and make it worth doing. So I just want to say, again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for what you do and keeping us going. Speaking of going, the Blues are not. They are looking really sloppy tonight playing against the Arizona Coyotes. And, you know, this is a team that they should, quite frankly, be walking all over. Arizona has looked awful this season, and we already beat them in the second game of the year. And we've got a healthy lineup back. I mean, Torrey Krug is back. Brandon Saad's back. Ryan O'Reilly's back. You know, all the guys that you were missing to, you know, COVID protocols, they're back. And they just look discombobulated. I don't know. They look completely just off their game. And I don't know what the reason for it is. I don't know why they're playing like this. You know, we talked just a couple of weeks ago when we had Laura on talking about the Blues, and we were excited. We were thinking, you know, hey, this is a team that honestly should be in the mix, should be, you know, going deep into the postseason and maybe even challenging for a Stanley Cup, but not the way they look right now. The way they look right now is they look almost deflated and defeated. You know, they got embarrassed, I think, by Edmonton, by Carolina, and it's just, it's hard when you come up against those teams. Those are teams that you're going to have to beat, though. You've got to get past that. You've got to recover. You got to bounce back, and you need to beat the teams that you should be beating. And right now, we're right at the end of the second period, going into the second intermission. It's all tied up, 2-2, and they've looked flat. They really have. They've looked flat. I've got to say, though, Perunovic, the new rookie, looks great tonight. I mean, he's been really good. Had a good shot on goal there in one of the power plays. Just didn't get it in the net, but has looked really, really good tonight. And Blues news, talking about that. The Blues have traded Kyle Clifford to the Maple Leafs in exchange for future considerations. Now, what those future considerations are, we don't know. That's why they're future considerations. But I find it interesting. I don't want to say that I'm not surprised, but I'm not. That was one of the things when Laura was on from StLouisGameTime.com. Go check them out for more information when it comes to Blues. They've got it all covered. They do a great job over on that website, taking care of Blues news and just the goings-on of what's going on. But that was one of the things that Laura talked about, the site manager over there. We were talking about who's going to fill that void. You know, who is going to be the odd man out when Kyle Clifford comes back? Well, I guess Kyle Clifford is the odd man out. They traded him. And, you know, good on them. I don't doubt Army for a second. He's always got some move up his sleeve. It seems like he's always got something that he is working on. And there's always, like, you can see the wheels constantly turning in Army's brain so that you know that he is not just sitting back. He's not just waiting for things to come to him. He is out doing the work of a GM. He is getting it done. Now, if the boys can just get it done on the ice, then that would be a lot better. But right now, they're struggling. And speaking of struggling, I am about to my wit's end with Mizzou Athletics. And I mean the entire athletic program altogether, top to bottom, especially football and basketball. The football team, it's not lived up to, I think, the hype that we thought coming into the season that we should have had. There's games that they should have won that they didn't win. And then beyond that, they just look completely outmatched, outclassed. They don't even look like they belong in the SEC right now. And I'm just being honest. I'm just being completely honest. Watching this team play, they do not look like an SEC football team. They don't. They look more, if I'm being quite honest, like they look more like a Conference USA team. And they look awful. And I don't know what the solution is there. You know, I think you want to give Eli Drinkwitz more time. I think you want to see his recruits and his system kind of come into play. And he's got good recruiting classes. In fact, his recruiting class for 2022 ranks up there near the top of the SEC. But they're just not putting it together on the field. They're just not. And they look, again, they look lost. They look confused. They look like they just don't belong there. And that's sad to say. I mean, I like Mizzou. I've been a Mizzou fan my whole life, and it's hard to see this. It's hard to watch it. You don't like to see this happening. But on the flip side, the men's basketball team went in and lost to an 0-2 Kansas City team again. And, you know, it wasn't just that they lost to this team again. It's the fashion that they lost in. I mean, they got completely, I don't want to say this, but it's true, they got completely just flat out spanked. I mean, they lost 80-66. We're talking about 14 points. 14 points to an 0-2, nothing of a team. And you expect to be getting into the NCAA tournament? How's that going to look on your resume? It's going to look pretty awful. You know, this team does not look good right now in the early going. And, you know, Coach Konzo Martin, I think he's a good coach. I really do think he's a good coach. And I think there's so much potential there for him to really do well with this program. But he's got to get some better recruits in there to start. I mean, he's got to get better recruits. His recruiting has not been the greatest. And of course, you know, when he had the Porter brothers in there, they were great, high-end talent, but they couldn't stay on the court. I mean, his very first, like, real recruiting class was full of injuries and didn't really see much playing time at all because they were, you know, not able to be on the court. And so I think I want to give these guys a pass. I want to give Coach Drink a pass. I want to give Coach Martin a pass. And I want to stick with them, and I want to see them carry this through. And I think for Coach Drink, the leash is a little bit longer, I would say, than it is for Coach Martin. When it comes to Coach Martin, he's been here for a while, and we're not getting the results that we should expect. And Russ Robinson, one of our writers over at Gateway City Sports, he specifically covers the Tigers. And what he said was it reminded him so much of Kim Anderson era. And I won't go that far, I don't think. But at the same time, gosh, it looks ugly. It just looks ugly. It's not a good product on the court or on the field. And it's frustrating. You know, the only consolation, I guess, is that Illinois lost, but, you know, they lost to Marquette. And, you know, Marquette's, you know, traditionally a good program, you know, not a world beater type program, but, you know, they're a decent program. Much better, I would say, than Kansas City is. But, you know, it is what it is. And they've got to figure it out. They've got to figure out what they're doing and figure out what their identity is. And I think that's the problem. I think when it comes to Mizzou being in the SEC, I don't think that they found their identity. I really don't. And to be honest, I never thought that the SEC was a good fit for Mizzou anyway. You know, I thought that Mizzou either needed to stay in the Big 12 or they needed to go to the Big 10. That's where I felt like they should be. They are not an SEC team. They're just not. And it's completely ridiculous to think that they are. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that eventually I'm proven wrong. But here is what I will say. This is your hot take for the day. Mizzou does not belong, has never belonged, and will never belong in the Southeastern Conference. They just don't have the feel of a Southeastern Conference school. And I hate to say it, but it's just the truth. I mean, those are just facts. They need to completely realign themselves and figure out what their identity is going to be. Because right now, their identity is losers, perennial losers. And I don't want to see that out of this team. I really don't want to see, you know, the Mizzou athletic program just continue to be in the toilet. I mean, these are your two marquee programs. Your marquee programs, your football team and your basketball team. Like, you can do great in all of the other sports, but football and basketball is what brings in the money. And if you can't put something on the field or on the court that is going to be highly competitive and challenge for some things, you're not going to get that. It's going to fall flat, and you're going to end up losing in the end. And so it's just, they've got to figure that out. They got to figure out who they are. And right now, if I'm being honest, who they are is not a Southeastern Conference program. They just aren't. And I will leave it at that. So no, without a guest today, I'm going to talk to you about Holy Smokers Rub Company. When it's time to add a little spice to your life, make your next grilling adventure a spiritual experience with Holy Smokers Rub Company. They have several different flavors to choose from. Each one is specially blended for a taste sensation that you will pray never ends. The best part is all proceeds go towards helping families who are trying to adopt children. So look them up on Facebook. Be sure to use coupon code GCS10. That's GCS and the number 10 for 10% off of your order. Holy Smokers Rub Company, bless your taste buds. And guys, I can't say enough about Holy Smokers Rub Company. Their stuff, their rubs are so good. So good. And I am never going to have a sponsor on here. I'm never going to push something to my listeners that I don't personally believe in. I believe in this company. I believe in Holy Smokers Rub Company. The the product is just, it's a good product. And if you're into grilling, if you're into smoking things, like smoking meat, let's not talk about the other stuff that you guys are smoking. But if you're smoking meat on the grill in a smoker, you want these rubs. They are just that good, guys. They really, really are that good. Turning to some Cardinals information, you know, I don't think that we're going to be seeing a lot of movement as far as the Cardinals go, and as far as it comes to doing anything big as far as signing. I know a lot of people would like to see them, you know, sign a shortstop, but I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. And I think what they're looking at right now is they're looking at, you know, right now bringing back Luis Garcia, which I think they should, but they also are looking for another starter, and they need to. They really need to. I think getting another starter would be solid. Last week I talked about, you know, Andrew Haney. I thought Andrew Haney was one of those candidates for like a nice bounce back to have like a breakout year next season. But you know, that, you know, flew the coop. It's gone. There, that's not going to happen. But then there's also rumors of Steven Matz or Alex Cobb as potential targets for the Cardinals. Honestly, I also saw somewhere, and I can't remember where it was. But the Cardinals have also been linked to Marcus Stroman. Now, if I'm going to look at the market out there, and if I'm going to look at what's available, they're not going to go after Scherzer. I wish they would, but I don't think they will. Even though Scherzer has said he would consider, you know, playing for St. Louis, he'd consider, you know, entertain the idea of coming home and playing for, you know, his hometown team that he grew up rooting for. And I just don't know that he is going to be. I just don't see that happening. If I'm being quite honest, I just don't see it happening. So if I'm looking at the landscape of all of those pitchers that are available, Stroman's the guy. I mean, I really think that Stroman is the guy that you got to go after. And, you know, I know other guys are, you know, talking up other players, but I would love to see Marcus Stroman, you know, wear the birds on the bat. I really think he could fit in nicely with this rotation and really augment it and help the team win, you know. And, you know, it remains to be seen what they're going to do, but I hope Mo does something. Like, I really hope he doesn't just sit back and not do anything, because it's obvious that the pitching needs addressed. And until the pitching is completely, fully addressed, I don't know that we're going to be talking about a World Series caliber team. And, you know, I say this because I really think that the only shortcoming on this team right now overall is the pitching staff. I really believe in this offense. And call me crazy, and I know I complained about it during the season, but hear me out. This team has a bright future. And I'm not talking about 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years. No, I'm talking about it has a bright future for the next several years to come, starting with next season. You know, it's amazing the amount of talent that is there in the minors. Our guys, our Cardinals players, are tearing it up in the Arizona Fall League right now. Zach Thompson has looked good. Nolan Gorman has looked good. Juan Yepes has looked good. Brendan Donovan has looked good. There is a lot of talent there that is near major league ready. And I honestly feel, guys, because let's just be honest, the DH is coming to the National League. I don't see how there's any way that it's avoided. I don't like it. But if it's going to come, let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. And if that is the case, then if you look at the high-end talent that we've got coming in, guys, I got to tell you, I really like the prospects for this team. I really do. I really do. If Gorman is everything that we think he is and everything that he's been hyped up to be, then if he can, you know, play second base, and apparently Jose Oquindo has said he plays a good second base. Now, if Oquindo is telling, you know, if Oquindo is saying, you know, this kid can play, then I got to take his word for it. This kid can play. And I really feel like Gorman is going to be the real deal. And I also really like Yepez. And I got to tell you, I was turned on to Juan Yepez years ago when I was still writing for STLHatTrick.com. And one of our writers over there, Eric Neff, he was all over Yepez as a young prospect. And, you know, he did the work. He put in the work to study and to get to know this kid. And he was spot on. I remember him saying back then that Yepez could be something special. And so far, I mean, you look at all the prospects and everybody that we've got, the high-end talent that we've got, and who was the one that was put on the wild card game roster? Juan Yepez. And so I'm really excited about what he can bring to the table. If there's the DH, you know, if I see a DH coming, which I do, then I can really see them shifting Tommy Edman to short and putting Gorman at second and having Yepez DH. Like, I could see that. And if you do that, then I think you've got Edmundo Sosa, who you can play as your super utility type. And Paul DeJong, I like Paul DeJong as a person. Nice guy, very smart, very intelligent. But if I'm being honest, he's a perfect change of scenery candidate. And I think that you could trade him and get, you know, fair market value. I think you could get fair market value as far as the types of players, like the types of pitchers that the Cardinals would likely sign in free agency. I think you can get that value out of Paul DeJong. You know, I really think you could pick up like a, you know, fourth or fifth starter, you know, for DeJong, maybe more. And it probably wouldn't be a bad thing, you know, for everybody, all parties considered. I think it would be a win-win-win for everyone. And I hate to see a guy struggle like this. And, you know, I was down on him all season, and I hate to do that. And it's nothing personal against the guy. Like I said, he's a super, super nice guy. He just, when he's up there at the plate, he just looks like he's got somewhere better to be. And he looks completely lost at the plate. And, you know, I hate to say that about a guy, and he's just lost, though. He is, I don't know that I have ever seen a more uninspired player than Paul DeJong. It's almost like he's just throwing his bat out there. You know, at least when Matt Carpenter was struggling, it looked like he cared. To me, it doesn't even look like Paul DeJong cares. And I'm sure he does. But the body language is just awful. The body language just says, I don't want to be here. I'll just throw my bat out there and, you know, go sit on the bench and, you know, ride the pine and warm it up. And, you know, I'll just let Edmundo go out there and do his thing. I don't care anymore. Yeah, that's what I get when I see Paul DeJong. That's what I look and see when he's up there. That's the vibe I get. And if that's not going to change, then, man, get him out of here. Give him a change of scenery. Give him another chance somewhere else, but get something for him. And I think they could do that. And, you know, if Brendan Donovan is what we think he is, I don't see really a whole lot of room for him. Don and I disagreed about this. And Don Glenn, in case you don't know, he's one of our writers over at Gateway City Sports. And we often disagree on many, many things. And there's rare. It's actually been scary. The last, you know, few weeks or so, we have been agreeing on almost everything. And it got to the point, man, where I was just like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, we never agree. And then we got to talking about Brendan Donovan today, and we totally did not see eye to eye and couldn't come to an agreement. And I'm just like, old disagreeable Don. You know, I missed you, buddy. Glad to have you back. And, you know, it's just that when it comes to Brendan Donovan, he's so new on the scene, but he's our 15th ranked prospect. And I don't think a lot of people have heard about him. or know really what he can bring to the table. And, you know, honestly, I haven't had a chance to look into him much. You know, I didn't hear his name until a couple of weeks ago when he really started to tear up the Arizona Fall League. So maybe we need to get Kyle Reese in here and to have him talk to us about Brendan Donovan and some of the other Cards prospects, kind of see how this could shake out. Because honestly, I really feel like this is a team with the talent that they have already, with the core that is in place and the talent that is in the upper levels of the minors that is near major league ready, if not major league ready all right now, offensively, it looks really, really good. And if Zach Thompson is what we think he is, if Matthew Liberatore is what we think he is, if Jake Woodford takes a step forward, if Johan Oviedo takes a step forward, if the rotation stays healthy and they shore up the bullpen, I'm telling you, this is a team that will not only win the division next year, but they will challenge for a World Series title. They will make a deep playoff run next year. I'm calling it right now on November 16th, 2021. If there's not a work stoppage and if they get the CBA figured out, which I think they will, because I think it's in both parties' best interest to do that. But if they get it worked out and they have a season, if there's a 2022 season, mark it right now that I said that they are going to make a deep playoff run. And you can take that to the bank. It's just how I feel. It's really how I feel about this team. I think that they have all of the pieces in place, almost. They just need a little bit more. Just a little bit more. I still feel like an upgrade at short would be best. But, you know, we can't have our cake and eat it too, I guess. So if we have to, you know, pick which ones we're going to go at, you know, free agency-wise, definitely go after a pitcher. Because that's where we really saw, you know, the Achilles heel for this team was that pitcher. So go out, get you a pitcher, shore up that pitching staff, get these young guys ready to play. And I really think that, you know, Donovan and Gorman and Yepez are all going to be pushing for a roster spot come springtime. And if they do, and if they, you know, can play the way that we think they can play, then this is going to be a very special and very exciting team to watch, not just now, but also in the future. So let's see what they do. Hopefully they make a move, and hopefully it's something that really puts this team over the top. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it is. Well, guys, it is that time. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here and get back to watching the rest of the Blues game. Hopefully they can pull it out. You know, I don't know. Like I said, they've looked pretty sloppy tonight, but you know, they're still tied. So maybe they can pull it out. Anyway, guys, you have a great week this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being a part of what's going on here at Gateway City Sports. Again, make sure you check out the website, gatewaycitysports.com, and check out all of the great content that we've got over there, not just our articles, but also our other podcasts and other shows. And don't forget, check out the Derek King Sports Show. He goes live every Wednesday morning, and you will not want to miss it. So get over there, check it out, get yourself plugged in, and we look forward to seeing you and interacting with you and continuing to put out great content for you. Again, guys, as usual, thank you so much for being here and for being a part of this. And have a good week. Stay good. Be blessed. And we'll see you back next week.